Shalom, I trust you can hear me now. I had some difficulty with the phone this morning with the call. Thank God I got back in because there were only 1,000, close to 900 of you. Isn't that great? But I did get back in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Didn't get kicked off. And here we are with our wonderful, wonderful opportunity to hear from the one who made us, from the one who designed us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I will not be at the mountain at noon. Time has just slipped away from me. And we're going to be leaving for Israel, Shelley and I, 1 week from tomorrow. And so then we discovered with Kylie and our media crew that we need to do some television. So Thursday and Friday, we're going to be doing television. And we take a whole day and do like four or five sessions a whole month. So I have to get my notes together and get everything ready for tomorrow. Then for Friday, Brother Max is going to drive down here on Thursday, and he's going to do it with us August, the month of August. We're going to go into Brother Max's testimony, and we're also going to go into why the people are thinking like they're thinking in the Islamic world. So when August comes around, you'll get an opportunity to see it. Is that still on, Brother Max? You still coming?
Yes.
Okay, yes. We're going to be ready for you.
Amen. Yeah, we'll see you. Yes.
Actually, Brother Max has been sensing from the Lord he's supposed to come down here. And so he wanted to come next Wednesday. Well, that's just the day before I leave. I'll probably be flurrying around. And but I for some time, the Lord has been needling me to get Brother Max on the broadcast. So I believe the timing is perfect. Praise the Lord. With all that is going on, I do want to announce to you that we will start at 12:15. We will have our prayer call at 12:15 today. I don't know, wherever you are, it will be 15 minutes past the hour, wherever you are. Now, Manila, Philippines is on here, so I have no idea in the world what that's going to be for you. Seattle, Washington, I can kind of guess, Pennsylvania and others, but it'll be 15 minutes past the hour. And oh, I know our prayers really, really count. We did, Shelley and I did, Monday, April 29. I think that was April 29. It was Monday for sure. We did a live YouTube, and you can get it on YouTube now, a prophecy watch on the campus unrest and the things that are happening, and then what to do about it, which is going to, of course, be the authority of the believer. We have another YouTube that we explain the situation in Gaza, so those are currently on. It's called Prophecy Watch, and you can get them on YouTube. We spent about an hour. But we've got to do it, folks. We have 3BI, Billy Graham Bible Institute. And I heard from a couple of our graduates, and actually they still come to class. But Joseph and Terry Fanta, and they do a work in Greece. They do a work, marvelous work, all over in mission work. But they challenged us here in Missouri this year to a caucus. Well, there were really not very many that made it to that caucus. The news, it was new to us. We're used to primaries. This is the GOP, of course, the Republican. Well, they came to be elected representatives to district caucus, to state caucus, and now there's a move to take them to the national representatives to the national GOP convention. Well, they contacted us and asked for prayer. They said there are some shenanigans going on, people trying to usurp authority in our GOP congregations meetings. And so they ask us to come out. Now, we have a God-given, patriot founded upon the word of God, guided by God, a government that allows us free elections. Now somebody's trying to steal them. And that somebody, I don't care if their name is George Soros or whatever we call him here on earth, the different names, behind it is Satan. Revelation 2:25, Jesus speaking to the churches said, hold fast that you have. Why would you have to hold fast? Because somebody is trying to get it away from you. Jesus told us that. Well, he wouldn't have told us to hold fast if we couldn't hold fast. We can. But we have to use the God-given authority of the believer. Another 3BI, and he's also an Ivy League graduate, and he is a 3BI student who loves our school and promotes it oh so much. An industry leader, CEO of Fortune 500 companies, and he comes to our classes, and I've forgotten if it's Harvard or Yale, but he says this is the best school. Folks, there's really information here. It is such marvelous information. I want to greet all you new students. We have new students every week. We're now almost up to 2,000 students. Well, I think about 1,800. But so anyway, he lives in Illinois, and he took his daughter to get some fast food she likes. It seemed like a convenience store. And he walked in, and he was with us on the last tour to Israel, and so he wears the dog tag. We were given dog tags to remember the hostages, and it said, bring them home. So the lady behind the counter asked him what it was, and he told her, well, she went mad and screaming, and she told him to get out of that store and never come back. He went out the back way. He had parked in the back, and a couple of guys followed him, and attempted to rip that dog tag off his neck. Well, he knows his authority, and he used it, and he might have used his fists. I'm not sure about it, but they didn't get his dog tags. Now, you see, he had to hold fast, and we've got to hold fast. And the only way we can meet this spiritual foe, and I go quite a bit into that if you want to watch that YouTube, is spiritual means. And that's the authority of the believer. So I'm going to ask you to join me right now in that prayer of Ephesians. If you have my little book, it's in that little book, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. If you don't, well, get out your Bible. And we start with the first chapter of Ephesians and verse 17. Now, we're not going to lose our lections. We're not going to, folks. But you're going to have to take your habitational authority wherever you live. We went into the campus deals, and we got something back right away from a lady who works for a university. And she said, all right, after tonight, I'm going to be using my authority. And I'm telling you, folks, it works. Demons are scared of people who use their authority. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1, prayer. First off, Lord, I want to tell you that I thank you for what's written in Colossians chapter 1, that you have translated us out from the kingdom of darkness. You've rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and you've fitted us for the kingdom of light and translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. I want to thank you for that, but when I get up this morning, I'm in no way under the kingdom of darkness, but the kingdom of darkness is under me and under my feet. And under the feet of all these dear people gathered in prayer. It's just so wondrous, Lord. It's just so wondrous. It's just so wondrous. And I want to praise you that you said in Romans 5:17 that they which have received abundance of grace, that would be us, thank you for the grace, and the gift of righteousness, right standing before God, thank you for right standing in Jesus, that those who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach, one man, Jesus Christ. O Lord, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in him, the Messiah Christ, when you raised him out from among the dead and seated him at your own right hand. Far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet and gave him to be head to the body over all things, the church, the fullness of him which filleth all in all, and we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in mercy and for your great love wherewith you loved us, when you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raise the head, you raise the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him. And Lord, you said in Hebrews 10, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together, especially as you see the day approaching. Father, these folks, we have gathered together and we see the day approaching. And you're so kind and good to speak to us that you tell us about that all the time. And so we've gathered together, Father, to exercise our authority. Kingdom of darkness, you listen up. In the name above every name, Yahweh Yeshua, Jesus Christ. In the name above every name, we do say unto you, kingdom of darkness, you listen to us. We're taking our authority right now. And we're coming out against you as a man, in the man, Jesus Christ. We are seated with him in the heavenlies. And we are seated here in our earth suits in various places around the world. We do say unto you, cease and desist in your maneuvers against our free elections. In the name above every name, we speak confusion into your camps. We speak to confusion into your camps in our various states, our various territories. Cease and desist. We will hold fast in the name above every name. We plead the power of the blood of the covenant. We are covenant people. You have no covenant with the Most High God. We are covenant people. And in the name above every name, in our own individual lives, in our individual ministries, our derricks that you've called us to today, in our families, every single one on this phone call, we demand and command you to release your hands from anything touching us, spirit, soul, or body. Our calls in Jesus' name. I call you to a state of paralyzation, for it is written, whatever you bind on earth, heaven backs you up. Whatever you loose on earth, heaven backs you up. I bind you and I loose the angels of God. Oh, Father, how great and wondrous is thy name. How great and wondrous is thy name. Paragatanche ascaracobrehe de cahalacambra. Oh, thank you for this privilege. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Randi Hishakti Rigodoho Shakya the Gadai Shakya. Mishko. Mangura Godoho the Kapri Gagavore Gedanya the Kora Gadacha. Ishando the Koprakata. Ishando the Kuaprakaha the Kopri Katakanya the Kora Kapapa. Ishando the Kora Katara Kapapa the Tanya the Kopra Katata Kokamba the Kidikatanche. Ishano Kora Batali Kara Katancha de Kotoshki de Kapra Kara Katancha de Kotoshki de Brakya. Isando la Kopra Pakanya de Kapra Kodone Lembre, Shita la Kopra Kya. Ishando la Kohula Kaya, Makoro Kodo Echakya. Gabidala ha shatora ha shatora ha shatora makoloko kapi. Giveri dudu to Chubashando the goal, like a brahle kafa, Kadagunda the goka, because go orchid the gaali, Kadaka ani, they go the kopara tish, kotonchi, the kotoshke. Sibrato, 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 sibrato. Ika laka ha, makola gombrakta, the go shake. Ika fraka, masho to go o, pakalaka aleka pang, garaka tanya niko oloko ko, atako o pakaya, amanyana na kabe, anyana ko one, anyana kamba, atitiko one, niko kokolea palakata. Ishi te go hola ko haraka tanya na ko, te de go hode, te go hode, te go hode, te go hode, Ma coro godoi shakya da godoi shakya da gole kapa kanya da gole kapito. Ke balada shande da godoi shakya da gole shakya da godoi shakya da. Mero di shanto da gobra kafa da da gongabi da da gongabi ka da gongabi ka da oji da gole kambamba. Ah, jana kutoshka. Eriga da halakobre hitash kutoshi da gole kapa. Paraditanya, mandiore go break davre, garego do ojande, de go do ojagata, de go for the caparaca da catinja, de go to shake. Vivo to ajonde, de caparacatania, nicohola copa, a la cacambe, a lego davi, carego do ojende, de go do shake. Casico, 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 hola caba, hanana cora. Holi bakanya ne kalatya na kohle ka vedya de kahala kaya na taya na ka. Vibhidi tohusha, makara ko dohushanke. Ikala ko prefere da shokta to kohle ka pra ale kangabi tar ko dohi shetyakto. Koshite de kohle ka frakya tar ko dohi shetyam tar ko dohi shetyakto kapa. E dico per tre, e dico per Catania, e carica per Aci, 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 tanto to cohusha. Copre due, ma tutto co alle caca. Gari Antora, alle caca le capatia, ne corre Catania, ne corre le capa, le capa, ato, adi, shania, kila, tolo, gari, talene. Pete che halai, pete hala kayanto. Kayanto mia fagi. Kamenod nambri kalekodeshki dan jorogodoshka. Kebro devranje e kalekababi torogodonji di godjashko doreka ali danjerto makila danje e vradishko dadabri kalekakambri kodobodobri kalekadanje. Neko rekabam, para godoje shankjata da godjashka. Krokete gala kaj atoro gohole kaprate konče da godjashante da godjashante da godjashante da godjashka. Ti vrdu va, te le compre fredeshando, le compra ca, i cala ca capri, cala ca unghe, te le godo e sciacca, te le godo accendi. I sana ma qua, fraca, le fillette, le cohupa, i sana ma cofre, che le gale ca baracadagne, le go e capai, a tale con campi, a toto, to go oggi. Suita, non ne ne coholai, suita, non ne ne cahala. O bibra fly, oh bibra fly. Kali mantora manangi la doho shete le gadashka da braka. Ma kola kopia na koro patatia da goho shende di katai. Kifa gada halai, ma kola koho la kapapi ale kongambi di go ochak. Kridacho na koro kada da kaya na kahala kaya na kahala kaya na kahala kaya ma koro kata. To oče. Istvijanto sobrati zrako, to je to teško, to oče, nego to šalje. Kibere di hila kaj, mako laka hila kaka. I gale ga darja to, te li go dohe šakjata, kare ka kangi, te li go dohe šakja, da ga dohe šakja, da ga dohe šakja. Livers, dale dombra, the laborers. Mashon dele cabra, Ivridashwanda Sobridanya Sabri Dovra Batonya Nekorakadanya. Ijatatogoho le kabi, alekonga, alekongabri, alekanyano, alekanye. Usabra kishakushandekotoshe. Oh sabri tanyo nana kobri kai kobra fitanya ni kobra. Ishana matora manikola kobri tariana diana nombre kabanda ni kandara nakanya ni kola kapito. Ishata daga shakira daga shatana. Mas que dá para calar canhelo. E prende em chata. E prende em chato completo. Camila cala caia na coca na cabrita. Coco panhana na nambri. Coro cobra que fronteixe. Oh, pá. Masikanya ni kopa. Masikapa kalite. Machina karamane ne kafalai. Egala kada hashakya da koho shakya da koto konshin. Kibradishwa hanye ne ko manakala kaya na kora kapito tada oche ne ka aya. Kibre di hishato na ungora mala kaka ala kakaya na kohola kaya. Dubra dhyana no nombre dubra galibantyor. Mora tiria angile doshka dara gongabri kale kangai anya nakora dile gongabri tale kakapi tale kahalakaya halakaya halakaya halakaya. Ishata da goho shakya, tanga la kotapri kataka ashankya na kata ashakya. Mashkitata, mashkitata, mashkitata. Kofi gadanya ili kambre ishato rambi pele konga. O, nyana kara kata ashakya. Tata goho shakya li katara kata ashkato, nishati kata ashakya. Kofi kata goho lakati. Nanya no gole kambito na kompeta da a sobra tavritanya no konteske. Ishano no nombri kafra kada kontebre kala kakaya na kohula kafi. Nya gole ambito no kombri kafra na le koro mata. Ishene makanya na kohula kakaya na kohula kakaya. Ishene manua sa le kombrebre e le kombra a le kongapi tanya le kontoshke le bre kontanya le kohle kabra a le kongjer shana nombre kala kapito kopo boka chata ko eche le kontoshka. Le koshka tita na, le to kopita la kakata. Asi te kohle kabra a la kanga le kontoshke 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 le Ushkito Tonya, oh Libra, Libra Tonya ni kula kabra, Lito, Kotoshki Libra Katonya ni ka, Libra halakaya na kohle tembra tibi shanta na kondum, Ili makaya tada kahaya na kohle kokakali tanya ni kahalai. Folks, while we were praying in tongues, I was impressed and I wrote it down. To lift up those seeking office, those who are in these election times, they have put even the safety of their families on the line, their reputations, their children, grandchildren, whatever. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift up to you those who are running for office. God protect them, direct them, hover over them with bands of angels and your precious Holy Spirit. Protect them until we can elect them. Protect them and help us elect them. Those of your choosing. those upon whom you see they will obey. We lift them up, Father, together this very day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, on this first day of May, dear brother, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that's a word from the Lord this morning. Honestly, protect them until we elect them.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I never said that in my life before.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is what the Lord gave us this morning. Start with Acts 1, verses 6 through 9. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Next line. Send the Philistines out into the desert before I come back. Okay, I'll read it again. Send the Philistines out into the desert before I come back. Send the Philistines out into the desert before I come back. Next line. My people of Israel to build the cities. My people of Israel to build the cities. Boy, I don't want to say too much, but I believe they're supposed to take Gaza back and build it.
That's exactly what I see. That's exactly what I was thinking, seeing, Brother Max. I confirmed that, what you received.
Yeah.
In other words, Israel is to take it and not let them have a self-governing, some kind of a Gaza, a Philistine governed. Yes, go ahead.
So my people of Israel to build the cities. Next line. Ezekiel 37:21. Ezekiel 37:37, verse 21. Next line. I did gather my children. You stand with me in prayer. Okay, this is a long line. Well, not really that long. I did gather my children. You stand with me in prayer at this time with my prophet. I did gather my children. You stand with me in prayer at this time with my prophet. Next line. This one is underlined. I shall bless you, church. I shall bless you, church. Then the Lord give us so I shall bless you, church, is underlined. Next line. Philippians 4:6. Philippians 4:6, Genesis 1:3, Genesis 1:3, next line. I made covenant with Abraham, and I give the land to them, my people. I made covenant with Abraham, and I give the land to them, my people. I made covenant with Abraham, and I give the land to them, my people. Next line. When you listen to me, you will do better. When you listen to me, you will do better, or better, or, you know, as a British accent, better. Oh, more to it. Because I am your salvation and comfort. Because I am your salvation and comfort. So I'll read the whole line again. It goes like this. When you listen to me, you will do better. Because I am your salvation and comfort. Line. 2 Corinthians 1:4. 2 Corinthians 1:4. Psalm 18:32-33. Psalm 18:32-33. Next line is underlined. You have done my will. I shall make a way. You have done my will. I shall make a way. You know, the Spirit of the Lord just told me to tell everybody He is speaking to all of us. Just now, especially when He gave us, you have done my will, I shall make a way. So He's speaking to all of us. Don't be thinking of other stuff. He's speaking to you, to me, to everybody. So you have done my will, I shall make a way. That's underlined. Romans 8:26. Matthew 6:7. Matthew 6:7. Next line. Ask me in prayer and see my reward for you. I will make a way, receive. All right. Ask me in prayer and see my reward for you. I will make a way, receive. Ask me in prayer and see my reward for you. I will make a way, receive. Next line. Luke 11:9. Luke 11:9. Matthew 26:41. Yeah, that's four. 41:41. Matthew 26, verse 41:41. Hebrews 10, verses 36:36 through 39:39. Hebrews 10, 36 through 39:39. Next line is underlined. My power in you, my plans for you. Underline the whole line. My power in you, my plans for you. My power in you, my plans for you. Underline. And then he gave us Colossians with a C. 1:11. Colossians 1:11. Next line. My glory for you, no more temptation. My glory for you, no more temptation, church. My glory for you, no more temptation, church. That's the line. My glory for you, no more temptation, church. Next line. Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. 1-3. Matthew 6, 9 through 13. You are, next line, you are perfect in me. All of you. You are perfect in me. All of you. Next line. I send peace on earth. Think of my words. Yeah, that's the line. So the one before that, you are perfect in me, all of you. The one below it, next line, is I send peace on earth. Think of my words.
I need to ask a question.
Yes.
Is the word I send or I sent? Does it end with a D or a T?
End with a D.
I send peace on earth. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I send peace on earth. That's a really good question. I would never ever, yeah, now I know that sent and sent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, as a, you know, English is second language.
Mm-hmm.
I send peace on earth. Think of my words. Okay, praise the Lord. Next line. 1 Peter 3:11. 1 Peter 3:11. And then he gave us 1 Peter 5:6-7. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Next line. My safety and my peace for you all. This one is underlined, sorry. So my safety and my peace for you all is underlined. And just people to know what's the underline here, meaning it's emphasized.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started this prayer call, I saw the line and we talked about it, it's emphasized. So I don't choose them. I don't choose any of these words. It's all from the Lord. And I don't put the line below it either. So you're having a fresh word from him this morning. my safety, my peace for you all. Underlined. Next line. Psalm 4, verse 8. Psalm 4, 8. Isaiah 12, 2. Isaiah 12, verse 2. Next line. This one is underlined as well. Well, this one is underlined. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? This one is underlined. Next line.
That's underlined. Do you know who I am? Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's underlined this way. Next line. 1 Corinthians 14, 33, 33. 1 Corinthians 14, 1, 4, verse 33, 33. 1 Corinthians 14, 33, next line. Loving me. Start with knowing me. And growing with me and in me. A lot of me here. Praise the Lord. Well, let's get this line here right. Loving me starts with knowing me and growing with me and in me. Loving me starts with knowing me and growing with me and in me. That's the line. Next line. 1 John 1:5. 1 John 1:5. James, the book of James, 1:17. James 1:17. 1:7. Psalm 18:30. Psalm 18:30. One more. Proverbs 8:17. Proverbs 8:17. 1:7. Proverbs 8:17. Next line. Do you see my love for you, church? I am your Jesus who is with you wherever you go. Okay, I'll read it again. Do you see my love for you, church? I am your Jesus who is with you wherever you go.
Hallelujah.
Okay, now I'm going to go back to this line because there's an underlined part of it. So now everybody wrote it down. I'm going to read it again until you win to start the underline. Do you see my love for you, church? Now, the rest of it is underlined. Yeah, that was easy. The rest of the line is underlined. So, I am your Jesus who is with you wherever you go. That's underlined.
Praise his name.
So, you could put a note in the corner or draw a line below it, whatever the way you do it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, boy. Praise God. I'll talk about all of this tonight in our service. Just, you know, sometimes you just want to go.
Right.
Praise God. All right. Next line. My plans stand forever. through all. Okay, I'll start all over. That's a little long. My plans stand forever through all generations, especially in my nations with an S. That's the line. I'll read it again. My plans stand forever through all generations, especially in my nation. My plans stand forever through all generations, especially in my nation, with an S. So generations and nations, with an S. Praise the Lord. Almost done here, two lines. Psalm 33, verses 12 and 13. Psalm 33, 12 and 13. And trust in me.
How wonderfully reassuring. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Acts 1, 6 through 9. So when they had come together, they asked, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Now, folks, he's been talking to them for 40 days about this kingdom. This is a coming kingdom. It is a kingdom here upon this earth that will be established for 1,000 years. So they are Jewish. This is a Jewish question. The kingdom is going to be restored to Israel, and they know it, and he knows it. But his answer is, verse 7, he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power, and that word is dunamis, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Now, the uttermost part of the earth is Australia and New Zealand from where he was. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. I'm quite sure that was the cloud of glory. Send the Philistines out into the desert before I come back. My people of Israel to build the cities. Ezekiel 17:21. Okay, did I get that right? And all his fugitives. No, Ezekiel 37, excuse me. Ezekiel 37,
21.
Yeah. And say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations among which they have gone, and I will bring them from all around and bring them to their own land. That's telling you that Gaza is their land. In the Bible, it was a part of the inheritance of Judah. In Genesis 26, it's where Isaac went when the Lord told him to stay in the land during the time of famine. So the land of Gaza is Israel's, and he's brought them home. He's bringing them into their own hand right now in a land in this war, and they are to rebuild the cities. I did gather my children. You stand with me in prayer at this time with my prophet. And then underlined, I shall bless you, church. Philippians 4:6. One of the verses I use often. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. If I'm even tempted to worry, I say that verse. Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. I made covenant with Abraham, and I gave the land to them, my people. When you listen to me, you will do better, because I am your salvation and comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:4. Who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. King James uses the word trouble and tribulation. Who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Hallelujah. He's our comfort. Psalm 18, 32 and 33. Doing funny things again. King James. It is God that girdeth me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon my high places. Underlined, you have done my will. I shall make a way. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our infirmities. And here's the infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. That has to do with praying in the Spirit. You see, when we gather, we don't know. We have an infirmity. We have a weakness. We don't know everything in the whole wide world we should pray for or even how we ought to pray. But with you and I, on this prayer call even, give ourselves to prayer in the tongues, in spirit, the Spirit himself makes intercession for us, through us, with groanings which cannot be uttered. In intelligible speech, the Greek says. So he's helping us right here. Hallelujah. He's making a way for us right now in our prayers that we prayed this morning.
Yeah.
That's all we need, is him to make a way. Matthew 6:7. You know, he makes a way when there seems no way. That's how it is with me, Dollar Bill. Seems there's no way for us to have the monies, but he keeps sending it in. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
But when you pray, Use not vain repetitions as the, and the word there would mean Gentiles do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. King James says heathen. And here it is in the ESV. When you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do. Here it is in the New American. When you are praying, do not use meaningless repetitions as the Gentiles do. For they suppose that they shall be heard for their many words. Kind of like chanting over and over the same thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ask me in prayer and see my reward. You know, folks, just not meaningless prayers. Just that don't mean anything, but you just say them over and over. My mother loved to tell this story about me when I was a little girl, probably just about 3 years old. Every night I said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And I told Mother, and she was horrified when I said it. I said, I refuse to pray that prayer. I'm not praying that prayer anymore. And she thought I didn't like to pray. I said, no. I said, I could just hear God. He says, well, get ready, Jesus. Here comes that same old prayer. He even instilled in me as a three-year-old the sense that I should ask him what I wanted to ask and say what I felt to say. So that's what he's saying here in the next phrase or statement. Ask me in prayer and see my reward for you. I will make a way, receive. In other words, ask him in prayer what specifically? Luke 11:9. And then watch him fulfill your prayer. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Praise the Lord. Wow. Matthew 26:41. Yes?
Sorry. I was going to say, you know, he told us the line before, like, in the prayer, and see my rewards for you. I will make a way
right.
to receive.
Uh-huh.
My goodness. It's very right. clear, folks. Yeah.
It's very clear and it's very specific. And there is a scripture which says, you have not because you ask not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So praise God. Ask him. Right. And then watch him fill it.
Right.
And but you got to receive it, you know. Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He said that to his disciples, you know, when he had asked them to pray with him. So your spirit's willing, just make your flesh do its duty. Hebrews 10:36-39. For you have need of patience or endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. And then this is a quote from the Old Testament. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Verse 39, for we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but we are those who have faith and preserve their souls. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. My power in you, my plans for you, and that is all underlined. Colossians 1:11. strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. That's actually part of the prayer. It's a prayer. In fact, here it is in the Amplified. We pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory to exercise every kind of endurance and patience with joy. So you can pray for that. Hallelujah. My glory for you. No more temptation. Church. Matthew 9 through 13.
Right.
Pray then like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
You are perfect in me, all of you. I send peace on earth. Think of my words. 1 Peter 3:11. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Next is underlined. My safety and my peace for you all. Psalm 4:8. In peace, I both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. What a good scripture to use for you to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Isaiah 12:2. And he has it underlined, too. Hallelujah. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. What's very interesting about this verse, because it uses the word Jehovah twice. King James puts Lord in all caps, and then it puts Jehovah in all caps. But actually, this is like one of those things where he says, I've talked to you before, like, every day is Yom Yom. That means all the days there are.
Yeah.
Shalom, shalom is peace to its uttermost. So this is Jehovah, Jehovah, which is Jehovah to his uttermost, is my strength and my song. And he has become my salvation. And that word there is Yeshua. Whoa, hallelujah, praise God. Next line, underline. That, I think that goes with the verse above it. Do you know who I am? Hallelujah. Because it says, behold God, and that word there, is the word L. Capital L. Is my salvation. And that word is Yeshua. He's using all of his names here.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but a lot of them. I will trust and will not be afraid. For Jehovah, Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he has become my Yeshua.
Hallelujah.
Wow. No wonder he says, do you know who I am? I mean,
yes.
He's talking to us here.
Yes, yes.
I mean, no need to doubt here.
Huh.
Underlined, yes.
Both
of them underline my safety and my peace for you all, and do you know who I am? Underlined. Those are the, and then they have sandwich in between those two underlined phrases, Psalm 4:8 and Isaiah 12:2. Isn't that great? Oh man, that will bless you when you start meditating these words, which I'm sure you do. You'll get blessed out of your boots.
Hallelujah. Wow. He's speaking.
He's speaking. And listen to the next verse. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is not.
In the New American, it says, for God is not a God of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Woo.
Loving me starts with knowing me and growing with me and in me.
Yeah.
1 John 1:5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know him. You have to know he's light, and in him is no darkness at all. If there's any darkness come at you, it didn't come from God.
No, it did not.
James 1:17. For every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, no variation, nor shadow of turning.
Wow.
No darkness from him, just good gifts from him. Psalm 18:30. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. That's the ESV. Here it is in the King James. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler or a shield to all those that trust in him. Proverbs 8:17. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Hallelujah. Do you see my love for you, church? Then the next line underlined, I am your Jesus who is with you wherever you go. Woo, how wonderful to me and to us who are headed to Israel.
Yes.
My plan.
Yeah.
Yes, my goodness, yes.
I saw a lot of you.
Yeah, I did too. My plans stand forever through all generations, especially in my nations. Psalm 33:12-13. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Jehovah looks from heaven. He sees all the children of men, or sons of men. Hallelujah. Trust in me. You know, Brother Max, when you talk about making a way, I thought about what you've been talking to me, that you've been feeling a kind of a call to do. Would you like to speak to that? What is it you've been feeling a call to do?
We have our friend Fuad Masri, the one who have Christian Project, building bridges between Christians and Muslims, you know, to teach Islam to Christians so they can operate the right way when they see Muslims. But the call been on Fuad's heart and my heart is to go out and speak about what's going on these days and start with, Fuad named it like Hamas, Israel, Jesus. But the Lord spoke to my heart, and it's going to be named Jesus, Israel, Hamas. And to go out to any place, any church that they will have a facility open, invite pastors and ministers and families just to let them understand what is happening and how Islam operates. Just like the same thing when Miss Willie said that she's going to have me on Friday, we'll be talking about these things. But it's just like the understanding of what is going on in Gaza, in Palestine, as they call it, in the Middle East, in the Arab world, just to deliver what's the difference between Jesus and Muslims and the wars? Where's God's love appear and show? And our understanding and getting the knowledge of it is just when we see like people in the universities here and there. Folks, the Lord has been warning us about all these things, and we are to pray and stop, because their plan over in the Islamic world, in Iran, all over, their plan is to change the United States and the world to Shariatullah. And I can't explain all of it right now, but this is very serious.
That's what you feel the call to do. Go out and explain it. And so if a church would invite you, to come, I don't know for how long, you can talk about that, but that's what he'll be talking about. But you could always contact him at Yeshua's Love Heals, and you could ask him about it, maybe your church, maybe, you know, I'm thinking here, it might be a meeting that you call, just have a room at your church and just set aside a date for it, you know, maybe not the Sunday morning service. But one day in the week when you could invite other pastors to come, because they really can't come on a Sunday morning.
An additional meeting.
So I guess if they want to know about that, I believe when he said, you have done my will, I shall make a way, I think he's talking, that's included in that at least. I think that's for all of us. I'm taking it for Migdal. I'm taking it for Prayer Mountain. And, of course, our church in Collinsville. But I particularly thought about this call you're feeling right now to help the church and Israel and Islam, help them understand the church and understand those, especially Islam. And I believe it's a very needed thing. And if God said, I shall make a way, I would cling on to that if I were you. Max, when I prayed, I would say, Lord, I think this is for me.
Amen. I did sense that it is for me, and it's for everybody, Miss Billy. It's for the pastors, you know. It is time to get up there and go out there and speak the truth as a church. I mean, we are to speak the truth. We can't just keep just shaving these things and not touch it because it's so sensitive. And if you don't
know
anything about it.
And you know what? We've got to have it in those meetings where you go. They've got to get the young people in those meetings.
Yes.
The young people have to understand this. What is Islam up to?
Yeah.
And what is their goal? So I challenge you that if you have one of these meetings in your church, you get the young people there.
Yeah. I watched you on Monday night. I did. Uh-huh. I watched all of it. And then one of the things, I mean, you're absolutely right on. Those kids go out there in front of any university or school or any place or being like road bumps like in Golden Bridge. And they shout out, Intifada, Intifada. Okay, what is Intifada? And they just pause like cricket, cricket. They don't know anything. What is the river? What river?
We showed a little video clip where they said, okay, what is Intifada? You're shouting, Intifada, Intifada. Now, these are American kids. Now, they've thrown on keffiyehs and things like that, but they're just regular kids. And they ask them one by one, you know, what is this Intifada you're shouting for? They didn't know.
They didn't know. They didn't know. The church needs to understand that the word of the Quran is written. It's to kill the infidel, Christians and Jews. And I'm not saying they're not loving people, but the mentality, we follow the word of God. That's simple. And they follow the word of the Quran. That's simple. Mm-hmm. So in the back of their mind, it's always there. It's risk. I mean, it takes a place, their understanding, this is their word, they're nice, they're gentle, just like Christians. I mean, they're nice to people, they're nice to Muslims. But, you know, when they say, you know, your God is the same as my God, just to be nice and kind, you say, yeah. We believe in just to have a conversation. Sometimes you probably say, yeah, it's the same God. But deep inside of you, you know it's not the same because they worship the devil. Just to start the conversation sometimes. But in general, these American children, kids, they go out there and they shout because of their friends. They're not understanding what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Iran or Gaza or Arab world, they will take their necks off. They will not hesitate to hurt them.
Mm-mm.
But they are protected because they are here in the United States and because we are praying. And that's it. But those kids have
I do invite you to watch that YouTube that we made.
Yes.
I guess it was the 29th, right?
The 29th, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And it's on the YouTube.
That testimony from that girl, too.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't that something?
It was just an eye-opener. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you want to watch it. And, folks, if you can possibly get your young people to watch it, say, hey, sit down here and just watch this with me. So, praise the Lord. Okay, guys. We're going to have our prayer at 12:15. Or wherever you are, 15 minutes past the hour. There will be folks out at Prayer Mountain today. There will be food out at Prayer Mountain today, but there will not be Billy Brim out at Prayer Mountain today. But there's so many of you, you don't come because of me. You go to pray. So bless the Lord, and we'll see you at noon. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.